Joined today by Eric Bartels, Northwest Iowa Bex Hybrids agronomist, for our final Bex Hybrids agronomy segment of the year. Eric, thanks so much for joining me here today. And when I think back to this season, everything that we saw, of course, every season kind of like a snowflake, it's a little bit different in its own way. But this year was a year of variability. What did you see out there this year, and what were your takeaways?
Yeah, we just saw a dramatic range in yields. We had guys that pulled record yields, you know, over 300 bushel an acre. And then we had other guys that, you know, the yields maybe were cut in half from that. And a lot of it had to do with management, I think, fungicide, insecticide, nitrogen, you know, multiple time-ins with nitrogen, split-shotting that with all the rain that we had. But, you know, even in spite of that, there was definitely variability based on the stresses that were out there. Some guys did not get nearly as much southern rust this year. Other guys did not have, you know, the poorly drained soils that developed a lot of fusarium crown rot. It's just a huge range of yields. It truly was a year of variability.
So, Eric, when you're thinking about things that farmers can take away from this year, then is it just about learning as much as possible about the different management practices, how they did make a difference in a year like this year?
Yeah, definitely. We've got PFR Insight Means coming up. We've got PFR research that's being put together from this year, 2025, and it's combined with, you know, 60 other years of PFR practical farm research that's out there. We're excited to kind of look at what did well and how we can manage, look forward for, you know, helping producers have success in the future. Obviously, every year is different, and that's the one thing that we know about 2026. It's going to be different, but hopefully we can take away some tidbits, some information that can help us be more successful in the future.
And speaking of that PFR data, I know it's being all compiled and put together now, getting ready to release that in the winter season. How can farmers find out more about PFR data and what they can learn from PFR, all of the research that went into it this year? When can they find out more about that?
Yeah, we're planning our PFR Insight meetings. They're coming up here in January. Talk to a local Bex representative. They'll be able to help you out, give you that information. The dates are not all put together, but look for a PFR Insights meeting near you. I know I'll be doing speaking in Northwest Iowa, and I've also helped the Southwest Iowa team. We're very excited to share that information and, you know, help farmers be more profitable. It's not just about spending money, but we look at return on investment back to that farmer, and we think that that is really key for them to be profitable.
Eric, it seems like seed treatment has come a long way in just the past few years as far as the ag industry is concerned, making breakthroughs and innovations each and every year. What did you see this year from the seed treatments that are available and some of your takeaways in that regard?
Well, we really feel that our seed treatment is one of the best in the industry. Just looking at beans next year, we're going to have three different seed treatments available. The standard, which is an awesome seed treatment, actually includes some Nemasect, which is soybean cyst nematode control. I've never seen another company. I don't know how many companies out there actually have soybean cyst nematode products like Nemasect on their standard treatment. Then we have an upgrade of Sultro and Chitosan. We saw side-by-side yield benefits, you know, probably in that average of about 4 to 5 bushel, as high as 14 bushel in one side-by-side comparison, same variety with Sultro Chitosan versus the standard treatment and without. And then we've got a new seed treatment that's going to be coming out this year. Red crown rot has been a huge issue in Illinois. It was discovered this year in southwest Minnesota, just across the border from the geography, the territory that I cover. Red crown rot can be devastating in fields. Well, we're going to have a new treatment, another third option, and it's going to include a new seed treatment called Victrato, and we're very excited about it. It's going to get soybean cyst nematode management, SDS management, and red crown rot management opportunities. It's going to help us work with this devastating disease.
I know at Beck's you take pride in the lineup choices that you provide. Why do you think that is so important for farmers, that ability to choose from a wide range of varieties and a choice to be made?
Well, obviously, no one has a crystal ball and cannot foresee all the issues that we're going to have in 2026. There's not a perfect hybrid or variety out there. Otherwise, we'd only be selling one. But we sell diversity, we sell lineup just to protect the farmer from all the unseen opportunities that we have for the upcoming year. And because we're accessing and giving choices on traits and herbicide program options and everything else with those traits, I think it really helps lead to giving opportunities for farmers to have the greatest success that they can. So our choices message, our choices offering, huge part of Beck's lineup, very, very valuable for farmers.
Does Beck's help to tailor that to an individual farmer's needs and what they actually need on their specific farm? Can you help them get lined up with the right choice for them?
Yes, we can. You can talk to any of our dealers. They'll definitely help guys out. They are the local experts. Definitely talk to them. They've got a lot of great observations.
And then, Eric, just to wrap up 2025, the harvest season coming to a close as well. Is there any big takeaways that you want to leave out there for our Iowa growers, or just any final words you'd like to get to them, I guess?
Yeah, I think, you know, margins are tight. They were tight last year, and a lot of guys were trying to save themselves, I feel, or they were struggling with the fact that they were trying to save their pennies to make sure that, you know, they could be profitable. And it really turned out that the guys that did the best job of managing their crop for increased yields were the winners. I know the commodity prices are low. The way that you overcome that is by producing more bushels. And the guys that did that, of course, had success. Now, here again, a lot of variability as we looked even through just Northwest Iowa. But the guys that managed for the stresses that they had in 2025 usually came out ahead.
He is Eric Bartels, Northwest Iowa Beck's Hybrids agronomist, my guest here today. Eric, thanks so much for all of the information this season. Really enjoyed our conversations, and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.